recorded live by jml.org.au.
We're up to that from Gimel Lamed Aleph by the two dots. Says the Gemara, Oichlin betamorim, in the year of Shemitah, you can continue to eat dates ad sheyichle ha'achen shebetzoyer, until the very last dates in Tzoyer, where there was an abundant amount of dates we could finish. When once it's finished, you're not eating more at home. Shimon Ben Gamliel says, Oichlin, you can eat al shebein akitin. You look at the dates that fall down between the branches, or then Oichlin al shebein ashitin. But the dates that fall down between the thorns, we'd ignore that because the animals generally don't eat those dates. But Amin will ask a question. We learned, Oichlin ba'anovim, you can eat grapes, ada Pesach, until Pesach, b'zeisim, alas ada tzedes l' shvuiz, b'gregers, dried figs, ad Chanukah till Chanukah, b'tmorim, and dates, ada purim. You said you got to look at these regions to see whether it's finished. Here we have dates on the calendar. That tarti basraisa, and Rabibi said, in the name of Rabbi Eichlin, we changed around the last two, the dates and the figs, whether it's pudding or whether it's Chanukah, he swaps them around. But either way, it's still a problem. And you, there, you look at the calendar and you said you look at each region when it finishes. And for the Gemara, that the calendar dates of pudding and Chanukah, all that is the same shir we said before in the Braisa about Soya. It's more or less that time. Exactly. Seasons. V'boy say, all we can say, Haktani behedya. It says clearly that im yesh meucharis mehen. Says clearly, if there are those that are delayed, oichlin alein, continue eating. So therefore, even though you have these dates, but if sometimes it passes these dates, for example, there's still dates, there's still olives on the tree, or still dates on the tree, then you continue eating. This is general, but there are exceptions, and these exceptions you have to look at those areas. Says the Gemara. Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon says, Simin Lahorim, if you say a mountain, what's a sign to say that a mountain is a proper mountain? Is Milin, if it has gall nuts growing there, then you know that this is a mountain. Simin Lamokim, if you want to know about a valley, what's considered a valley? The color, if you have palm trees growing there. If you don't have palm trees, it's not really a proper valley. And Simin Lanacholim, if you want to know if there are rivers going there, is Kanim. You have to see if reeds are growing around there. If no reeds growing around there, it's not a proper river. And similar shvela, a simon for flat lands or plateau, is shikma, sycamore trees. If there's sycamore trees growing there, then you know it's a proper platform. Afa pishayin ra'il dover, we don't really have any basis for this. Aba zeichel dover, there is a zeichel. Shenemar, it says, that by yitain hamelech esa kesa b'Yerushalayim, the king gave the money in Yerushalayim, and said the kavonim, like stones. Vesarazim, and he gave cedar trees, Nosan, he gave kashkamim, like sycamore trees, ashebashvela, that you find in a flat land, loroi, plentiful. So we see that what's the definition of a flat land if it grows there many sycamore trees. Simon Lahari said, Simon Lahari, Milan, the sign for a mountain is that has gronas growing. And Simon Lamokim, for valleys of the colored palm trees, manafkamin, and afkamin, elibikurim. Regarding Bikurim, when it says Bikurim, you have to give the best of your trees. But now we learned Eimavi and Bikurim, Elam and Shivas, you only bring from the seven minim, and it has to be Veloi mid the Kolim Shabaharim, even though it says the dates. Veloi mid Bikurim Shabaharim, and Veloi mid Peter Shabamokim. Don't give from palm trees and mountains, because the palm trees growing in mountains are not good quality. The good quality are in the valleys. So the Bikurim you got to give from the valley palm trees. And the same thing is Dvash Tmorim, the honey. What's better quality? You want better quality. That's not the point here. The point is what's better quality. And you have to give Arzecha, you're going to give the best of your land, and this is not the best of your land. Ein Mevi'in Elam Amokim Meshubach, the best place. But Tmorim is Hashem's meaning, but it says Dvash Tmorim. So not from the thing in the mountain. So Rashi says the ainim shabachim, they're not good quality. Elu the kolon shalamakim, only from the valleys. Then he continues v'loy mepeder shabam, and don't give from the peder shabamakim. Don't give from the grains that grow in the valleys. Why not? So Rashi explained because it floods and it ruins the crop. It's not good quality crop. Simul in the kolon kani. He said a sign for rivers are reeds. What do I need to have a sign for rivers? Nafkami, the difference is, Nachal Esam, we know by the Egla Rufa, you have to bring the Egla down to Nachal Esam, so you need to know that it has reeds. There's a big machlek is understanding what Nachal Esam is, whether it means the river or whether it means actually tough ground. And here it seems to say clearly it's a river. Others want to say maybe it's a tough ground next to the river. similar shvelo. You say, what's a sign for flat land? Shikma, which is sycamore trees. Naftmina, what do I need to know that for? When do you have to donate sycamore trees? Lemekecha memcher. If a guy sells you, flat land, if there's no sycamore trees growing, there's not proper, good quality flat land. Now that you tell me it has to do with buying and selling, then everything else we just said also be buying and selling. We're up to the Mishnah now. From Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, you're looking wrong, Masechta.
That's with you. Why do you say it? I can't understand different dumb language. Only words.
You're being recorded longevity now.
It's alright.
Oh. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Mark. Remember, since we're paying the Markim Shenagus, so therefore we're going to go through a number of Mishnahs that discuss the different Hagim. Markim Shenagus, if the minig is limkei behemadaka, if the minig is to sell smaller animals, leaner animals, lenachim to goyim, machin, you can sell. You're not allowed to sell behemagasa. We had in the beginning of the Zohar, you're not allowed to sell large animals to goyim. Because we're scared that next time you're going to lend or you're going to rent these large animals to goyim, and they're going to work on Shabbos, and the Torah says that your behemah has to rest on Shabbos. Always scared that you'll rent it to him right before Shabbos and he'll ask you to show me how it works, and you yourself are going to be demonstrating on Shabbos and you'll be over mechamer because the animal will be carrying things and you'll be over a lot. So the question is, are you going to be also goyzer selling behema daka to a goy? Because maybe if you're going to allow to sell small lean animals, next time you're going to sell larger animals. So mokash nogalim kebehema daka. Sorry? It's all chadig. It's a minig. It's not a gzeda. This is min hagim. You can't ask that. So makom shenagul limka behem adakel nachim meichin. But makom shaloi nagul limka, the meaning is not to sell, then ain meichin, you don't sell. Uvechol makom, but everywhere, ain meichin lehem behem agasa, you do not sell to them large animals, for the reason I just told you, mentioned in your first page, Nabai Dezara. Agolim v'siachin, but calves and small horses, shleimin, shvurim, whole or broken, you shouldn't sell them either, because they are ready, because they are so similar to a larger one. It's not like a different species. It's the same species, but smaller. Calf, a cow. And therefore, it's like one thing. If you're not allowed to sell a cow, you shouldn't also sell them a calf. Because it's all one thing. And the same thing is, shivuri and broken, that the lame can hardly do any work, because people don't realize that it's lame or whatever, and next time they'll sell a proper working animal. So therefore, that's all forbidden. However, Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shivuri, Rabbi Yehuda allows by a broken one, because he says, and what do people do with broken animals? They're going to shecht it. They're not going to hang around for doing work. So therefore, there's no chash. What do you worry? People are going to see it by the goyim and say, oh, they eat. It's not going to hang around because what do people do with it? Why would they buy an animal that's wounded? We're talking about not one of the trades. They can buy it to kill it and eat it. What else are you going to do with it? So there's no chash here. Ben Beseda mate besus. Ben Beseda is mate by a horse because he's a horse is not meant for working. A horse is meant for war. And therefore, there's no real chash over there. And Mokim Shin, then the Mishnah says, Mokim Shinogu Lechel, and this main Mishnah, the bulk of this Mishnah, primarily in Avodah Zarah, discussed. Mokim Shinogu Lechel Tzliba Lele Psochim, in those places that have anything to eat, regular roasted, we're not talking about the Gdi itself, if you roast like a Pesach, just stam meat, roasted, Oichli, you can eat. Mokim Shinogu Shaloi Lechel, the meaning is not to eat roasted, ain't Oichli, we do not eat. What's the problem of eating roasted? What's the problem? Says the Gemara, Mavir Barav. It's forbidden for a person to say, it's forbidden for a person to say, this meat is for Pesach. You're not allowed to tell someone, go to the store and buy meat for Pesach. Or go buy any chicken or anything for Pesach. We'll soon discuss chicken. Because, looks like you're being makdish in behemoth and you're eating kachim b'chutz. Big machlek is Rashi and Tesis, what's exactly we're concerned here with. And big nafkmin la'alach. According to Tesis, we're concerned that people are going to think that you were makdish this animal. I'm telling you to buy me this animal so I can be makdish it for Karban Pesach. If that's the case, then the Issa is only limited to those animals that can be used for Karban Pesach, which is a sheep and a goat. But when it comes to chicken or anything like that, no chash. A cow, beef, no problem. Veal, because it can't be used as a Karban Pesach. So no chash. Rashi, however, learns what Tesis and Rashi is. That Rashi says, no, any animal, even a cow, why? What are we scared of? We're scared that people are going to think that you're taking this animal, you're consecrating it to the Beis HaMikdash, because Rashi says, even Shchutin, once it's meat already cut up, can't be makdish it anymore for the Beis HaMikdash. So Tesis says, we're scared you already makdish it before. People don't know if you bought a cow and then, or you just bought a piece of meat. However, Rashi says we're worried that people are going to think that you consecrated the cow for Beis Hamikdash, and it's only there for the value of the cow that's Kodesh. And now, if you see you eating it, you are Moyel Behegdash. That's the problem. You'll be Moyel Behegdash. If that's Pshat, the Rosh says, then it applies not just to goat and to sheep, beef, veal, and some say fish. That you're not allowed to tell someone, buy this for Pesach. You have to say, buy for Yom Tov. And that's halachah. You're not allowed to say to anything. And in fact, the Eliyahu Rabba goes a step further and says, according to Rashi, anything for Pesach. You're not allowed to buy a pot. Because if we're worried that it's the value, that you're being makdish this for the Beis HaMikdash, and the value of it is belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the problem is you're moil behagdish, you're cooking food, a pot also, you're not saying anything, I'm buying this for Pesach. No, that's different. You're saying for the Alter Rebbe says that in Yiddish it works out that the chiluk if you say two Pesach or the af Pesach. Af Pesach, if you say kefen lib Pesach, two Pesach, that sounds like this itself is going to be two either Karm Pesach. This is that will be the Karm Pesach Tesis, or like Rashi, that this is going to be for the base of media, it's going to make the Karm Pesach. And with the money, we're going to buy a Karm Pesach, whatever it is. But if you say af Pesach, that's not the way you say it, you're allowed to. He says al Pesach, so how would you translate al Pesach in Yiddish? Al is af. Maybe. So in English, which way would you be a difference? Buy this for Pesach is what? Li. How do you say li Pesach in English? How do you say li Pesach in English? That's li. And how do you say al? On Pesach.
What's the difference between al and li generally?
This is to Pesach. Al means for, you know, the Yom Tov. There is one exception, and that is wheat. In other words, anything which you can say for Pesach, but we can understand you taka mean for Pesach, but something else, like wheat. Buy wheat and be careful, because we're going to use this for matzah, so watch it from water and all that. So then we're not going to be choshes, you're taking this to give the Beis HaMikdash and the money you're going to buy a Pesach. We're saying here that you taka want this for Pesach to watch it. So anything which we can tell you're saying you're doing it to what? Like grains, you're allowed to. Shalach only limits it to grains. So the Gemara, Amar Papa said, Papa Davke, Bas only flesh. Avachiti, but wheat loy. The mint of the pisch kama. He meant, watch it for Pesach, you shouldn't come chametz. Frag the Gemara, or Bas loy, a meeting allowed to. Mesa has a question, Amar, he said, Toydus Ishraimi. So what do you tell me a meeting allowed to for Pesach? Toydus Ishraimi, he niggit bnei Raimi had a minig, lechel, gediyim, mikulas. And they actually used to roast. Not only did they eat the lamb and everything else, they weren't careful about what they said. They actually did a maisa. They roasted the carbon pesach, the goat, exactly the way they did in the Beis Hamikdash. Mekulasin. What's mekulasin? Belelib sachim. Mekulasin is that they tied up the animal and they had the feet staying out in the stomach and the sides, like a soldier. A soldier, a foot soldier, has a helmet on the head and has the armor on the outside and the sword and the sheath on the outside. The same thing over here. The legs and the innards were all took outside and tied around. And the legs are over the head, and then the inners are on the sides. It's exactly, that's why it's called Mekulas, a soldier. So, how did he do that? And he did it, mamish. Sholchale said to him, Il mole toydus at, if you want to be such a choshev guy called toydus, gozani alecha nidi, we'll put you in chedim, sha'atam maichizon kachim b'chutz. Kachim b'chutz, at that point, how can we kachim b'chutz? El eima say, kachim b'chizon kachim b'chutz. It looks like it. Sounds like Mekulas in only if it was roasted this way, they had a tiny tin. Or b'she'ei Mekulas lo, if he just bought lamb and everything else for Pesach, as long as he didn't, the mamish roasted the exact way Pesach is, and a Pesach has to be an entire lamb. If one aver is missing, or if you cooked one little limb, it's no longer carbon Pesach. Why should they have no tiny tin? No. Mekulas, if he behaved this way and he actually tied the animal up and he put on a spit and roasted, loishna oma, loishna lo oma, I don't care if he said this is specifically for Pesach or not, they were upset. Mekulas, he didn't roast it, then depends. Peter's in, loy Peter's loy. It's only if he said it for Pesach. So the halach is that there are places that are noig that you do eat tzli, forget about roasting it, that's a mice in allowed to. But the places that. That you don't say whether you should chlal eat roast on Pesach. There's places that do eat roast on Pesach, and the places that don't eat roast on Pesach. As long as you didn't tie it up, you know, the way of the lamb, you're allowed to eat roast. So our meaning is, this is a different subject from our, it says meaning Ashkenaz is not to eat any roast by the Seder, and that doesn't apply to fish, but it applies to any kind of meat, including fish, because it's, not including chicken. Because chicken is also halachically like meat, in the Rabbanan believes. So you was not allowed, yeah, no problem. So when you say that, you're not allowed to roast. And roast can even mean a pot roast, even if you put beef, roll of beef into a pot. If you don't put any other sauces wine or water into it, that's sligedo. Even though we had a machlekes of sligedo, whatever is good or not, according to Pesach, when it comes to this, it looks like roast. So, you know, our meaning is Ashkenaz that we don't do any roast in Pesach. Sorry? Lab? No, you can have a real pot roast, you don't put anything. You just put the meat or the chicken and let it stew in its own juices. Very good, taste it. Anyway, Rab Acha, Master Lohamastisin, Krab Shimon. Rab Acha learned that this Mishnah of Taidis follows Rab Shimon. What's the Maisa? We'll soon see the Machleki Rab Shimon. If a guy says, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. Now, you know, there's no voluntary mincha that you can bring for barley. All voluntary minchas are from wheat. So the question is, does he have to bring a voluntary mincha or not? And Rab Shimon says that he is potter because you don't look at the first words you said. You look at the entire thing. And what did you say? A mincha from barley. No such thing. So, you know, you're not chayv. The other Tana holds that since your first words you came out of your mouth, like I made, the first words you came out of your mouth was mincha, so you have to bring a mincha of wheat. Aye, lady, change it. Tfeis lo shedishin. We follow your first words. So over here, he said you followed Rab Shimon, who says that you're a potter. What does that do about it? What's going on here? So no, but the same thing over here. Over here, they didn't call it a carbon paste. He never said anything, right? But all he did was he tied it up. So this is and therefore Rav Taitis Ishraimi did what he did because there's nothing wrong. You don't look at the whole package and you don't say, oh, but he did like carbon paste, therefore he wants a carbon paste. Because he did it, the carbon paste, and he did it wrong without everything else, it's like nothing happened. This is called he did it shaloike derech hamikachim. Just like over there, shaloike derech hamisnadvim. You don't say, oh, if you have to tie China's words and he meant a mincha out of wheat. We say, no, he didn't do the right way. Nothing happened. Here also, it's not a kachim b'chutz. Why taki is in the kachim b'chutz? Because he didn't do the right way and therefore nothing happened. So we follow up Shimon. Mark Rav Sheshet Bishpon, the one who said that Rav Yaisi is the one who authored this Mishnah, I can understand. Rav Yaisi says that you don't just look at the first word, you look at the last word. Not because he didn't do like Derech Nadim, you look at the last word as well. Lamad, Mark Rav Shimon, Minich is good, but not Rav Shimon, Poitir, Shalai, Zadim, Nadim, that Rav Shimon is Pater, that you didn't do Gnermis Nadim, and didn't do Gnermis Nadim. Okay, let's do Rashi, Rav Shimon. You see Rav Shimon? Second Rav Shimon. The potter, he potter, but I'm a mincha menas oidim. If somebody says, I'm a mincha from barley, he's potter, but I'm a chayve mishun tfeis la shadishin. He says that you don't say, you look at the first word you said, he said a mincha, even though afterwards you said barley, let's bring a mincha. You don't say that. Bishitas Rabbi Yaisi Amra, he follows Rabbi Yaisi, the Amra, said, it's mure, abigmar dvorav odom nidvig venitvi. You don't just look at Meir, said, you look at the first word you said, and that's it. If a guy says, I'm bringing an oil, I'm bringing a shlamim. According to Meir, you bring an oil. According to Rabbi Yaisi, you look at Abigmar Dvarav, you look also at the last words. He said, Oil and Shlomo, since it's impossible to say one first, both of them at the same time, you got to say one first. Therefore, we look at the whole picture. So, obviously, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't look only at the first words, you always look at Rabbi Yaisi, look at the whole picture. Claimer, Taifus, so as Gemar Dvarav, you also look at the end words. It's not Hadezu, Tmuras Oil, Tmuras Shlomim. This is Tmura of an Oil or Shlomim. Hadezu, Tmuras Oil, and Mameh, you look at the first words you said. So, what does this animal have a din of an Oil? Rabbi Yaisi says, Im lekachnis kamat chila, if he meant that first, Hoyuv lahavi efshel leilo haitishne shemus kechli, obviously he meant should be an oiler and a shlamim, but it's impossible to say both words at the same time. He had to say one first and one second, so we look at the whole sentence. What do you do with the animal now? So it's like you want the animal to be part oiler, part shlamim. How can that be the two different dinim? So therefore, let the animal wander about until we get to mum. So you bring. Sorry? Yeah. Okay, if you look at the Braisa before, it says, Amar Rabbi Yaisi Taita Shizraimi, Rabbi Yaisi said it. So the Gemara is trying to say that maybe it's also Rav Shimon, who worked out of Rav Shimon as well. Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, the one learned no nich elamanded Tani Rav Shimon nimicha. According to Rav Shimon, how can it be good? Rav Shimon says you are potter. Shaloi is nadiv kederach is nadivim. So why would they be upset with traders Israeli? He said Michael because the chod is nothing wrong here. So since Rav Shimon Rav Yaisi really are saying the same thing, so why is one better than the other? Amalei Rabbi Ravashi, Yaman de Mas Rabbi Yosi Venicha, why Rabbi Yosi better? But Amar Rava Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi Amar. Rabbi Shimon must follow Rabbi Yosi. You don't just look at the first, you look at the whole picture. And the Amar says Abigmar Dvar of other Nitvus, and so therefore Rabbi Yosi and Shimon both say the same. If Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi, you look at the second words. Rabbi Yosi must hold like Rabbi Shimon. But since you didn't do the normal way that people donated, so therefore nothing happened. My love, Rabbi Shimon, saw Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, what's the chiluk with Rabbi Yosi and Shimon? They're both saying exactly the same thing. So the Gemara, loy of Shimon, loy not of Shimon, taka hold like Rabbi Yosi, you look at the whole picture, and then he said, since over here, you said, Oila and Shlomim, and since you did like that, Acham and Advim, nothing happened, but like it, loy Rabbi Yosi, son of Shimon, but who said Rabbi Yosi hold like Shimon? Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon this vart, that if he didn't do it the normal way, therefore nothing happened. He holds that if he didn't do it the normal way, it's still a carbon. And since over here, we look at your whole picture over here, and you did kachin b'chutz. And Take, you know, you started out with not a kachin, but it turned out to be you're making a kachin. You look at the whole picture, look like you want to make kachin. You didn't do the normal way, you didn't announce it beforehand. According to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't matter. Therefore, the Chachamim were upset to tell you this issue. So this only will work out according to Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, we ask a question, who is this Taita Shishraimi? Is he Gavra Rabahu? Was he just a great tzaddik, a great Tana, and they respected him? Or Bala Greifenabu was a very strong man, and people were just scared of him, and that's why they didn't upset him. Sorry? Yeah. Toshma coming here. Oid zu darosh teshrami. He does another thing. Another darosh. Maro Chananya Mishavazai. Why did Chananya Mishavazai Yishemosru Atzma Gduz Hashem? Why were they Moisa Nefesh and they were prepared to die like Kipshon Eish? What do you mean why? Tesha already asked another darosh. Why? He says the three avedas you have to die for. So Tesha wanted to say that this was only a statue. It wasn't really a avodah zarah. So therefore they didn't have to. Others say that they could have just ran away and they avoided the whole thing. Yet they stayed. And so why were they in Moisa Nefesh? Nosu Kavachemer Atzon Besvadim. They took Kavachemer from the frogs by the 10 Makkas. Ma'at Svadim, Shemet Zugir Hashem. Ma'at Svadim, they were not instructed to Mikadosh Hashem. Ksibu it says. They entered the houses of the Mitzriim. Betanurecha, they entered their ovens. Ubimisharesecha, in their pans that they used to prepare them, in the bowls that they used to prepare the dough to make into the ovens. Just because they went in the ovens, maybe the ovens were cold. How does that prove that they were Moisa Nefesh? But when do you have normally these bowls next to the oven? When you're using them. Otherwise, you put them away in the pantry. Which means that the ovens had to be on because you have to warm up the oven before you bake. Is that the ovens were on and everything else was going on. And yet they jumped in. And they died. Al Kiddush Hashem. So mother frogs who have no seichav, no chiyuvim, and yet this is what they did. Onu shematzuvim gdus Hashem, we have a mitzvah gdus Hashem, alach tikam akama, we should be moisa nefesh. So, yeah, but they have no mitzvah. So, mad if they have no mitzvah, they should made this, so surely we have to be moisa nefesh. But what do we see from here? The Tayyid Israel is a gehev need. There's another chashiv, it becomes of such drashas. And also it says, Va'oid. Rabbi Yisi. But Rabbi Noma, Matul, you know why he was a great man? Matul, this is how you define a great man. Matul Malay Lakisha Racham. He brings merchandise to Tamil Chamim. If he has to do business, he always tries to push it in the direction of the Tamil Chamim. Matul Malay Lakisha Racham. Whoever gives possessions to a Tamil Chacham so they can do business, Zoyche V'yoshe B'shir Shamayah. The person who offers a business to Tamil Chacham, he himself will go to Gan Eden. Shenemar says, Ki B'tzeil HaChachma, B'tzeil HaKesef. The shadow of wisdom is next to the shadow of money. The heichel for learning and the heichel for wealth is next door to each other. So if you help out the Tamil Chachamim, you will also be Matzlich as well. So hopefully it works for Tamil Chachamim as well that they should be wealthy. Mishnah. Makim Toma Minhagim, totally disparate in Yoni, Makim Shinogu Lahadlikas and Nebelele Kipurim, those places that have a minute to light candles and Kipurim, Madlikim. We'll soon see what the Machlikas. And Makim Shinogu Shalilahadik ain't Madlikim. Every Shabbos you light candles, but and Yerim Yom Tov, but every Kippur is a Machlikas. Some do and some don't. What's the basic? We'll see you more in a second. Madlikim the Batik and the Sea is a Mati Medrashas, where you do light in the Shul when it's a Medrash. Umavayas or Afalim, the dark streets, the Al Gabi Hachalim. And on top of sick people as well. Says the Gemara, a ton to be learned, Bainsha Amrullah Hadli, whether you follow the minute you do like. Well, Bainsha Amrullah, you shouldn't like. Shnein the Rechel's Kabbalah, they're both really saying the same thing. What do you mean? Because you're not allowed to have tashras with your wife on Yom Kippur. But those who dafke light the candles, since you have tzniyas, it should be dark, so therefore this will prevent you from having tashras with your wife. And those who did not light left it dark, so you shouldn't have the tiber, since you can't see, you won't have the tiber. They both have the same end game. The question is, which is the best method? Aber Rabbi Shua, here, Dadash Rabbi Dash, Lama Kuzik, and Lanijar, is Gamer. Bain Shahamru Lihadik, or Bain Shahamru Shalai Lihadik, to light or not to light, Shneim, Lanis Kabla Recha, they both have the same good intentions. Aum Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Aim of Archim Alu Ur, you do not make a Brocha light, Elamitzai Shabbos, only Brocha Mitzai Shabbos, why? Hoyo sins, with Chilas Briyosai Hu. So that's when the Marishan was inspired to create fire. That's why we make a bracha by the Mayesh. You're right. Makes sense. Says the same thing. Ula habi rachim chamra. Ula was riding a donkey. Ba'azu ba'abi shaku ba'azu ba'abba. Meaning that Abba is walking on his right side. Ba'abba ba'chana misma ba'chana on his left side. Abba said, Ula, vaday da'amrit. Is it true what they say? Mashmeid Rabbi Yechon. Is it true what they say in the name of Rabbi Yechon? The only time you make a bracha meiri eish is Mitzvah Shabbos. Hoyil v'tchilas b'riyosi, that's when he was created. Hoder ula then turned around. Chazav be'barav b'chana be'beishni. So b'chana was embarrassed because he thought Abba b'chana was the one who said his name in Rabbi Yechanan. That the only time you make a bracha meiri eish is Mitzvah Shabbos when it's not correct, because also Mitzvah Shabbos can't make a bracha meiri eish. So Rabbi Chanan right, realized what's going on. He saw this angry face in Ula, that Rabbi Chanan is quoting things. So he said, "When I mentioned Rabbi Yechon, about nothing altogether." Elaho Amra, I said, "Rabbi Yechon, Shimon Lozraim, Yehi Makipu Chabbis Shabbos, Yekipu on the Shabbos, Abba Mokshav Lahalik." Even those men hugging that have, you don't normally like Friday night, you don't like Friday night Yom Kippur, because of the reason we mentioned before, Abba Madlikin, but Friday night on Yom Kippur, you do like if they go to the Shabbos on Shabbos. But only Rabbi Yechon and Basay, and Rabbi Yechon said, that even Friday night you shouldn't light because of Yom Kippur. We don't want to have candles because we don't have to have tashmish. Amale Ula, so Ula said, you redeem yourself. Tehei kari aleh. So Ula said, Amale said, Oda tehei. This is how it should be. I admit you're right. You're right when you're quoting on Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon actually said this. Rabbi Yisrael made a comment. My mamukim eitz belevish, that deep waters is counsel in the heart of a person, and the east wind is but an intelligent person. Yidlena will take it out. My mamukim eitz belevish. Ula didn't say anything. He just made a face because he thought that Rabbi Chana said something in the name of Rabbi Yechon, which was incorrect. That only Mitzvah Shabbos, but in fact also Mitzvah Kippur. So he just made a face, and that was enough. The Ish Tvuni Lena, an intelligent person, knows how to take from these deep waters a pail and take the water out, who understood what the message was, Zer Rabbi Chana. Because Rabbi Chana understood right away why he was frowned upon, and right away he defended himself. So this way nobody was embarrassed, and there were two intelligent people. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with the Shem.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.